Welcome one and all once again to our very special, very dear, and very near pre-E3 special. We are just, as of this recording, 2 days away from the start of E3. This show will most likely go up the day before because nobody wants to listen to this right before Microsoft's press conference, but it's going to be a fun show. Joining us this week, we actually have a combination of both shows because we didn't get to record a new Nerds on the Rocks this week for reasons I'm not going into because I'm still stressed out about that. We have Daniel.
Hi. I like video games.
Yes, it did. We have Sam.
Hi. Video games are all right, I guess.
And we have Dan.
Hi. I'm Dan.
Actually, I guess two Dans this week, so that won't be confusing at all.
I'm the British one, so, you know.
The
voices will be pretty easy to teleport.
Yeah, it's just, like, if you say, like, give us, I guess I'm going to say British Dan and Canadian Dan.
That works.
Sure. Halfway through the podcast, we'll just switch our accents.
I don't know if
just
you
give
can
us
do
a demo of that. Let us see what that would sound like. You should try to impersonate each other.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm curious now.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
You
I
have to now.
No, I can't. No.
Earl, don't continue the show until they try. We'll wait.
E3.
Okay. Not even an accident.
Terrible. 0 out of 10.
But four, yes. As we have, it's kind of weird. I don't know if people just have very short-term memories when it comes to E3 or just things in general. But, like, every year we kind of go through this where people are like, oh, it seems like everybody's kind of doing their announcements early this year. But every year it seems to be that case where people just lead into E3 with big announcements because it's something that's either not going to be at the press conference or you kind of want to build anticipation for what you're going to show at E3. And we had that again this week where we had an announcement of several major games and new trailers for certain titles and even some delays or features added. And it started off
I think it's
this
funny
month.
That you announce a delay right around E3. That's an interesting decision.
Well, it makes sense in the fact that you probably want to get it out of the way before you show people new gameplay instead of saying, like, oh, yeah, this was pushed back after E3 or, you know, like, oh, yeah, and you see this great game, it's all yours in 2016. That's not really exciting as your punchline.
Wait, which game are we talking about in this?
Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, well.
Is it 2016? I thought it was 2015.
I don't really care.
No, it's 2015. I'm just saying that you don't want to say that at the end of the E3. Yeah.
You didn't even really want to say 2015, but everybody's going to. I wrote up, like, drinking game rules for E3 to publish on this other website. It's part of the article. And then one of the rules is take a shot every time you hear the phrase 2015. And that will be
that's
enough.
It. You don't need any more rules, do you?
Yeah, really, that's the only one, because there are no games coming out at the end of this year.
The other one would be the Kyle Bossman rule, which is anytime somebody says experience or content.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the cloud.
Or future of gaming.
That's really more Sony's thing.
Platform.
This immersive experience is all you can do.
Innovation. Buzzwords.
The Last Guardian?
The Last Guardian.
Yeah, that would be, if anyone says it in general, you just die. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what the joke is in the article. It's that the Last Guardian gets a release date, and then just ... who are we kidding here? And then it moves up.
Not even if it gets a release date, if it shows up.
So there's one prediction. The Last Guardian will not show up. Ooh, so bold. So brash.
I don't even know why it's still a thing anymore, because there are other games that we kind of fall in and out of, and they don't come up as often as The Last Guardian. We've had this discussion before, we don't go into it. But yeah, like I said, this week started off with the announcement of Mortal Kombat X, which is Mortal Kombat 10, or whatever they wanted to say it as, which was a favorite of ours. It was a fully CG trailer.
Was it? I don't have any interest in Mortal Kombat, so is it exciting?
Yeah, exactly. Same here.
Well, I always make it, because nobody likes CG choices. They serve no purpose anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't even like Mortal Kombat, so you're in the wrong...
I like Mortal Kombat enough. It's a very simple kind of pick-up-and-play fighter. It has decent characters, and I think Mortal Kombat 9 helped with the story by just pretty much retconning everything they didn't need.
Stories in fighting games, though, am I right?
Well, I'm actually all for that, because it's better than just kind of saying, like, okay, here's 10 people, you fight them, and then fight a random boss.
Yeah, no, that's true. But, I mean, I don't think that fighting games are really well known for having deep and engrossing stories.
Is this a rap song in a Mortal Kombat trailer?
Yes.
Yes.
It does not feel like it belongs very well. I don't know anything about Mortal Kombat.
That's what a lot of people were saying. I didn't mind it.
And I thought the trailer was badly animated anyway, but...
Yeah, well, animated from the side, like, it would be a Mortal Kombat game.
I think that's kind of the thing, is, like, people were anticipating... And I think this is going to be the story of E3. It's going to be a lot of people looking for that next-gen, current-gen, whatever you want to call it, that thing that really defines it, like, this is going to be that game that you can say can't be done on previous generations.
But we already had Watch Dogs and all the mediocrity it brought with it.
Yeah, but Watch Dogs could be done last gen. And
Ubisoft told me that it was a true next gen experience, and I believe that.
Yeah.
I'll believe that until the day I die.
I was also say it's also the same thing with Mortal Kombat, because Mortal Kombat is also coming out on PlayStation 3 and 360 as well. So it's one of those things.
Is Watch Dogs coming to PlayStation 3?
It's already on PS3.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, there you go.
Yeah. They did a terrific job of just ignoring it, though.
Right. I remember that was the case with, like, Assassin's Creed 4, too. Everybody was talking about how much you needed to play it on next-gen, and I played it on Xbox 360 and did not notice much of a difference at all.
Well,
and
people
think that about Titanfall as well. The Titanfall runs on Xbox 360 just fine, and so far there's been no reason for new consoles.
Yeah, and I think that's what people are looking for at this E3.
I don't think they're going to get it.
I think you're going
to... The funny thing was, I was retweeted by... what was it? Shit NeoGaf posts. Because one time they called out somebody for saying that next gen was just going to be the same old shit over and over again. And I was like, what the fuck are you retweeting that for? It's true. And then they retweeted me for it, as if to say that was a shit post. Like, fuck you. I was right all along. Fuck you, whoever runs Shit NeoGaf posts.
But yeah,
finally get them on the podcast.
I do think we're going to get that. I do think we're going to see that from a lot of the companies. I think what's going to happen, and I mean, I guess something major happens at E3. What's going to happen is a lot of that stuff isn't this year. You're going to see, oh, look at this Uncharted 4. It's amazing. It's out in 2015.
Yep. Oh, I predict a CG trailer for Uncharted 4.
Yes, well, that is that was one of the questions that we had later on, but yes, it's
sorry, I should probably look at these questions. So,
anyways. Well, I mean, it's a combination of that, but it's like, would Uncharted be there in a playable state? I think because of all of the stuff we heard about Naughty Dog over the past few months, and I think if anything, we'll see first in-game, like maybe in-game cinematics or something like that, but we won't actually see like them playing it on stage, and I actually think that we won't see a lot of people playing games this year.
Yeah,
because this is the thing,
the games industry appears to have decided that that's not what we want to see, even though we can't play CD trailers, no?
Well,
I mean, not only that, it's all the delays have meant that obviously development times have been elongated far more than they originally were going to be. Get something out the door, please.
I think it's a combination of the two. I do think there is something to be said. I do think it's kind of tedious at times when you have somebody playing a game for 5-10 minutes on stage, because in the back of your mind you're just like, I want to see more games, and this has already been on the stage too much. And I think it's also important because so many people have different tastes. Let's say, like, you know, like Microsoft, we can probably predict it's going to start off with like a 5-minute Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
And
demo.
This is where Carl Bossman is right again. I don't know how many times I say Carl Bossman is right, because he's right about everything he says. But when they do that, it works. You see enough of the game to know what's new and what's not, and whether you're probably going to be into it or not. And they stop just when they need to. And they don't have a guy fucking talking over it either.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you aren't a Call of Duty fan, it's just like it's 5 minutes of more Call of Duty. And it's difficult. I understand that, and you know, we've had so many things in the past where either a demo doesn't go off as intended. I think Skyward Sword is one of the most infamous. We had the Kinect guy demo with the guy in his
It just Kinect demo, period. You can kind of stop there. I don't think any of them work properly.
Well, I think some of them work properly, but it's either that it works properly and you come off looking goofy, like the guy dancing, or the one that I really feel uncomfortable about because people keep on, the one with the little girl and the Kinect tiger. She's doing all those hand motions that people have taken the wrong way in years.
So do you think they show any Kinect games this year?
Yeah.
No. There'll be one, if any.
I think they'll show Kinect games. I don't think they'll show Kinect games. Like, I think it'll be like a montage.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll show it on stage, but it'll be like, oh, here's a montage of games coming to Kinect.
Of all the things coming to Kinect in the next year, and then it's just a white screen for about 3 seconds, and then Kinect splits screen. Nope, they got fired, so.
There's still Fantasia.
That's true.
And I could probably see a Dance Central 4, maybe. Well, I guess not if Harmonix is laying off people.
Yeah, they're just laid off a whole bunch, so I doubt it. They're a little busy with all their three other games right now.
And their Kickstarter.
Yeah, that's one of the three. Amplitude, the other one, that's the shooty game, the first-person shooter set to music.
I think they canceled that. Oh, no,
they... It's just in alpha.
So they decided to just basically redo it.
So yeah. That means people are busy doing it. That sounds like a lot of work.
People are doing it.
Well, always, but... what celebrity does Microsoft bring out this year?
Sports star, as usual.
Vern Troyer.
No, that's EA that does that, isn't it?
I don't know who either of those people.
Vern Troyer is the midget from Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I think he's... Isn't he dead, or am I thinking of another
movie? No, he's not dead.
They bring up his corpse on stage and dance around puppet strings.
Look what else we found in the Atari site.
I think it might be a huge get if they might bring out Steven Spielberg to talk about the Halo TV show.
Oh god, that's probably going to be it. Oh dear.
Maybe. You think it's not a football player? You don't think they get J.J. Watt up on stage?
It's EA that brings up the football players.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think if they want something... And
you and I are different football, but got it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, I could see that. I don't know how much they are saying this E3 is about the games, but I do think they'll take 10-15 minutes to talk about the entertainment prospects.
Oh, Microsoft absolutely will. They always do.
Yeah.
So yes, that will.
I want Usher again. That was cool.
Speaking of
Usher in the new generation of consoles.
Speaking of Microsoft, they also announced another game and one of their big games for the fall, which is Forza Horizon 2.
It's so good. So next gen is on Xbox 360 as well.
They couldn't contain a subtext in the title. They had to just say 2.
I've been a proponent. I've always said I don't mind cross-gen titles. I think, from a business standpoint, they make sense.
Well, this one doesn't affect me so much, but if you're doing a cross-platform next year, cross-gen title, I absolutely am going to hate it because I bought Watch Dogs and that runs like crap on my PC as well, and it's just another one in a long line of cross-generation titles that runs like shit on PC.
And that trailer sure is a car.
Yeah, I was going to say my beef though is when a first-party studio decides to do cross-gen. Because it's not a third party's job to sell your console. Like, they help.
That's true.
But it's not their job. It is Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo's job to sell you their system.
Oh, and Nintendo does a good job of not doing cross-gen.
Right now is Twilight Princess.
That was one time.
And even Twilight Princess was different, because Twilight Princess was a GameCube game they ported to the Wii, and then they delayed the GameCube version so the Wii version would come out first.
And they mirrored all the dungeons. It's a completely different game.
this is them building an Xbox One game and also doing a 360 queue on the side. So this is the opposite in that Nintendo was trying to help bolster their next system lineup, where Microsoft is like, we're going to stay anchored to our previous system.
Well, they haven't sold enough Xbox Ones to do that yet, right?
But isn't the idea making the game Xbox One exclusive to get people to find it?
But Forza Horizon is not going to sell more Xboxes.
It may not, but it's not going
it's
to
something.
Help. It's on 360.
It's something, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, granted, they already have Forza 5 on the Xbox One, so it's
And yeah, they're waiting. And that didn't do anything. They're waiting for a Gears of War. I think it doesn't really matter that Forza Horizon 2 is not coming to. I mean, it is coming to both consoles because it's not going to be one of those big system seller games anyway.
I don't think it's going to be a big system seller game, but I do think it shows some sense of confidence in your. Like, even Titanfall is a cross gen title. And it's like, they, you know, like I didn't get to put this up because of the site crash with Sam alluded to earlier. I had an article last year at E3. Microsoft was like, we have 16 games in development. 8 of them are new IPs. And it's like 16 exclusive games. And then when you go through the list, about half of them are 360 games as well. And that's not a good sign. There are going to be people who are like, okay, you want the next system because it has better power, it has better technology, it runs better. Which is true. To most people, it's going to be like, oh, my friends already have Titanfall on the 360. My friends have Forza Horizon 2 on the 360. I don't need an Xbox One this year. I can get it next year. And at this rate, with Microsoft doing a $100 price drop, which goes in effect Monday.
Like, is that what it is? I never noticed. I didn't actually look up when it started. That's news to me.
It started Monday. A lot of people kind of
just in time for E3.
Yeah, a lot of people said it was probably an announcement that was made earlier than they had to because of how bad they were doing.
Yep.
But
we go watch the press conference, and we'll be so blown away by Microsoft showing that we'll run out and buy an Xbox One immediately.
I kind of feel like it already. That may be the case, but you know it's not going to help when some of your titles are cross-gen, and if the rumor of their other big title, which is the Halo Connection, is coming out as well, it defeats the purpose.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That needs to be on PC. E3 would be fantastic if just they say, oh yeah, and we're bringing the Halo collection to PC.
On a more realistic note, though, I feel like Halo 5 being either Xbox One exclusive or Xbox One and 360 exclusive.
It's going to be Xbox One exclusive. It has to be.
That I'm actually not so sure of now that
it's
we're having this conversation.
It's not coming until 2015, 2016?
At the end of 2015, it's not going to be an instant title. No way.
If they have a Xbox 360 version of Halo 5, I think they should just shut down the entire division.
Yeah,
because making the decisions.
Yeah, but what do you think? What about this like cross Halo that's going to come out this year? You know, Halo 2 HD or the Halo Collection HD? Does that come out on both?
No, it shouldn't come out on both.
It shouldn't, but it should. Probably will.
Maybe you're the British Dan.
Maybe what they'll do, and this could work if they do it, is like they'll do a Halo 2 anniversary, and then they do a Halo Collection, and the Halo Collection's...
I don't think Bungie has enough people to do that.
Well, not Bungie.
Good point. Bungie's not doing it. 343 has enough people to do that.
Bungie, they just hire Saber like they did for Halo 1 anniversary.
Yeah,
Saber's going to make any other good games, is it?
Yeah, it's not even 343 Industry that handles it. It's got to be similar to the situation with Nintendo and like Zelda. When Nintendo doesn't actually do the Zelda ports, like Ocarina of Time was done by. Yeah, and they tend to do Nintendo's like ports. Like, I think they did Star Fox as well. And that's like, you know, it's a company that doesn't really do anything, so put them to work on these ports while you use your resources to do proper games. And
Halo 1 CE was Saber's best-selling title by far, so they did get Saber to do it again. Because it's cheap work, and they can do good.
It's cheap work.
You really think they don't just put the same game out on both places?
What?
Halo
2? Really?
Like Halo 2.
That game was rushed, and you could tell, and that game needed a makeover more than any of the other games.
I enjoyed Halo 2 a lot.
Well, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it was just rushed, and it was... And you can tell it wasn't polished that much at all. So I think it needs a makeover.
You think they're going to go back and polish it? HD texture things on it.
They did what they did with Halo 1, which is they give you the original game in its original looks, but you can have a shiny new version as if it was made this year.
Yeah, the only way I buy that package is if they include the multiplayer with them, which they didn't do the last Halo. So.
Well, they don't have a Halo game out now that anybody cares about, so they
probably... Ooh, sick burn.
It's not a burn, it's true.
They haven't released a Halo game in 3 years.
Well, no, but I mean, even like when the Xbox original Xbox Live shut down in like 2009, 2010, the Halo 2 community was still a huge part of that.
Was that 4 years ago?
What even is time anymore?
Yeah,
I know.
It was a long time ago, but they had, you know, the community was still strong. Even like, I mean, even when the shows down, Call of Duty 2 did well at the start of the Xbox generation until the service got shut down. Like, there are, like, there tends to be communities that stay with these games. And I don't mean like, you know, like, oh, five people play every so often. It's like a ton of people who continue to play because either they got invested in it or it's something that they kind of missed the simplicity that somebody...
Well, Halo 2's community was so great that there was people hanging on. They were keeping, they were prolonging the service shutdown just by leaving their Xboxes on, connected to Xbox Live, so...
The Halo 2 sniper is different than all the other ones. I'll still maintain that. It's my favorite one. Instant reaction time.
It was a lot easier to shoot, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess sticking to Microsoft, anything else you expect to see from them?
Incompetence?
Less games, more entertainment. I think I already said that, but...
I'm just going to stay with what me and Martin have always said, which is this is going to be the same as last year. The same as the year before. They have a formula and they're not going to change it, despite the fact that they've now got Phil Spencer instead of Don Matrick.
I'm excited for that, to be honest.
I'm excited for Phil. I'm excited.
It'd be nice to see Phil like dominate the conference, because Phil's an actually enthusiastic guy and he cares about what he does, unlike Don Matrick, which only cares about the numbers that he makes. But I just don't think that the presentation sort of schedule will be any different than it was before.
Do you think anybody but Sony talks about their sales numbers?
Microsoft will talk about Xbox sales numbers, which will include the 360, because that's what they've been up until now.
Yeah, it's also weird, because I think Microsoft might mention it, because I do believe they still have the best-selling software. So it's a weird situation. I guess going over to Sony... they didn't have any announcements this week. I guess I missed something.
They announced that they weren't going to announce anything from Square Enix, like Final Fantasy 15 or...
Well, Square Enix announced that, and I think we'll get to Square Enix in a bit.
I mentioned that during Sony just because it's more prominent on Sony consoles.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I think the idea that Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15 won't be there after being there last year...
Well, you know what? This is what it is. It'll be disappointing to fans, but also fans won't understand that they showed off just alpha footage because they had it. It's not like anything's changed all that much. Like, realistically, they're long development cycle games anyway, so they're going to be in development. Like, they're probably not that long when they had the screenshots last year.
Well, I mean, I think the problem with that, though, is that, technically speaking, Final Fantasy 15, unless I'm completely off base here, was Final Fantasy Versus 13, which was a game that was announced 8 years ago.
Yes.
Also, you don't announce a game and then just forget about it for a year.
I definitely agree that the hype train is derailed. They jumped the shark and they revealed both of them the same year way too early. They could have not revealed either of them last year, revealed them both this year, and then had them more on par with the development cycle.
I think, and also, especially for Kingdom Hearts, because they had a logo and that was it. And so we could have, they could have had some gameplay, or at least a trailer, for this year. And
didn't they have a trailer last year? I thought Kingdom Hearts had like a small alpha CG footage. Trailer. Yeah.
It was very, very early. It was like dev stuff, basically. It was basically showing off a Sora model that was running from some Heartless, basically.
And wasn't there another one that came out? Was it TGS with them on like the train riding the boss?
For Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, it was showing off like the lighting engine for the game.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think it was around TGS last year, but they've shown new footage since then. But the fact of the matter is, I do think, and this is something we've discussed on the show, I do think it's weird to announce a game so far out when there's no... Like, as far as I know, this game doesn't have... I don't even think they're aiming for next year at this rate.
Oh, definitely not.
No, it's Square Enix. It takes them at least 10 years to make one game.
Well, I mean, they've got this year set because they've got Kingdom Hearts... HD 2.15, whatever it's even called.
2.5.
I bet we see another Tomb Raider.
I think Eidos mentioned that, and I think it might be at Microsoft's press conference.
Yeah.
I think
it's coming out 2015, I'm sure, but I bet we see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. I think a lot of games we'll see is going to be 2015. Like you said, that's part of your drinking game.
Yeah.
I think Media Molecules also announced they won't have a game at this year's show.
Huh.
And I think Rare Games said that their game isn't ready to show this year.
Who said that?
Guerrilla Games.
Guerrilla Games. What do they make?
Killzone?
Ow. Whatever.
The most boring first-person shooters anybody has ever made.
Yeah. But I believe this was a new IP because they just
didn't care.
They
didn't do well enough for Killzone.
But, a lot of people are interested in that. So I guess we know already that Destiny will be at Sony's press conference, which I'm surprised people were surprised by.
They've only been at every other Sony conference for the last couple of years, so why not this one?
We know Destiny will be there. We know that we'll see more of the Order.
So do you think Destiny is going to be a next-gen looking game, or?
Well, I mean, we've seen Destiny.
Yeah, we've seen pretty clear footage of it.
Like you could run on the Xbox 360?
Well, it's on the Xbox.
So I guess it does look like it could.
Right then, still no next-gen games.
Well, I mean, I think that's going to be the line we walk this year. Where there are games. Like, I don't think anybody's going to say that Watch Dogs on the 360 or the PS3 compares to Watch Dogs on the Xbox One or the PS4. But the fact of the matter is, you can get a comparable experience, and we live in an era where people are satisfied with good enough. I mean, that's the whole point of mobile gaming, is that it's good enough for me.
That's funny.
So yeah, and we've had this discussion before. What's going to be important this year, especially if Destiny makes it this year, because there's been rumblings that it might not make it this year. And if Destiny doesn't, if Destiny gets delayed into next year, we might as well just call off the fall.
Yeah, that's hilarious. If Destiny does not make this year, that would be the best fucking thing, because that means this year has nothing. There is nothing coming this year.
Unless you're a Nintendo fan, and then Master Race.
Yes.
Why did Smash Brothers get delayed too?
I was about to say that's the only thing we need. That's the only thing we need to complete the trifecta.
Well, then you've still got Pokemon to pad out the year.
Not really, though. You've got a Pokemon reboot.
Yeah, but it's Pokemon. Pokemon fans will buy anything.
But that's not a Wii U game, is my point.
Is Smash Bros. Technically.
I wasn't saying, but it is though. I mean, sure, it's a 3DS game, but no, it's not.
I was going to say Smash Brothers 3DS. Is also a possibility, but right now I think that's. I mean, and that's not to say.
Wait, didn't the last Super Smash Bros. Game get delayed into the spring as well? When they said it was going to come
delayed
out
like
by
four
summer?
Times.
Yep.
I mean, to
guess
be
what's
fit.
Coming.
Well, I mean, like it's not unwarranted in Smash Bros. Case. I'm not saying that it justifies any delays or doesn't justify other games' delays, but delays happen. It's a big.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with delays. I think delays in and of themselves per game, it's usually used for quality reasons.
Yeah. Unless you're Watch Dogs. Ooh, shots fired.
But what happens when you delay everything at once is that 1 year becomes empty, and then what's going to happen is March is going to be super busy next year.
And then you have this whole thing where like, hey, everybody, buy my console. There'll be stuff on it to play, I promise.
And basically, that's what people are buying it for now, but that's not a conversation we're going to get into without E3 prediction.
We'll wait a week and then do that.
Yeah,
To answer your question, though, about what Sony's going to have, I expect them, honestly, what I expect them to have is indies out the butt.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Again, yeah, still.
Who comes on stage? Who represents indie games this year? Last year was Jonathan Blow.
That game's still not out. Game's not out yet.
You think they do them twice in a row? I think they picked someone else, but I don't know. Like, Notch is the face of indie games now, and I don't see him now.
Is this 2009?
Yeah.
I still think, okay, sure, but I think he's the biggest name.
If they don't go with John Blow again, it will probably be Rami from Vlambeer.
Oh, yeah.
The Vlambeer guys. That would be my
guess.
Or it would
be Mike Bithell. It would be one of those two.
I feel like Mike Bithell is just bigger on Twitter than he is.
I agree it'll be one of those two, but I don't think it'll be Rami because I don't think it will be. So I'm going to go with not Rami.
So, I mean, this kind of goes against my point earlier, but with indie games, I feel like indie games don't get away with showing a trailer because most indie games, let's say, aren't lookers. They aren't quite what we call
it. Yeah, it doesn't really do much for you.
So I would love to see a CG trailer for an indie game. Like Super Meat Boy 2, the CG trailer would be great.
I would imagine that would be their entire budget.
It would be so funny because, what's it called? Team Meat usually does live action ish trailers for their games, like the Binding of Isaac Rebirth one. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that'd just be funny. I don't have any yet.
But, another good one is that I predict that Sony is going to have 90% PS4 talk and 10% Vita talk.
Which 10? That's a bit generous, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, which is an upgrade from last year.
Yeah, that's you're being way too optimistic. I don't think it'll be 10% at all.
It'll be my
Vita yes, card. And there'll be a software update that does this. It adds a folder or something, and that's it.
I said it before, Sony had like an indie showcase a couple of weeks ago where they were like, oh, here's the indie games that are coming to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita. And honestly speaking, I still think that's the majority of their PlayStation Vita presence.
Oh, it absolutely is. I can name you like one AAA game that I have on Vita, two, three. The rest are indies that I already own on Steam.
Yeah, guess what I own on Vita? Spelunky.
Spelunky, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The only one.
And there are people that are screaming at me, like, why don't you get a PlayStation Vita? It's like, look, if I wanted to play those indie games that I have on PC, I'll just play them on my goddamn PC.
Oh, definitely. I bought a Vita 100% just for Persona 4 Golden, and I don't regret it, actually, because the Vita is actually a wonderful system. It just doesn't have anything other than indie games.
And not only that, is I'll buy a PS Vita when I can buy a memory card for less than a 3DS.
That's why I don't have any more games.
Yeah, that
I don't have the memory to download any other ones, so there's no point.
There's a game coming out. I forgot what game it is. It requires a 16 gig memory card. And it's like, yeah,
that's ridiculous. That's insane.
The room in which I'm sitting right now has an 8 gigabyte Vita memory card in it, but they're about the size of a dime. So
I opened $250 a memory card.
Basically, I opened the package and it just flew out, and it's somewhere. And I bought this about a year ago.
So not only are fucking SD cards for the 3DS cheaper, you can find them if you drop them.
Exactly.
Oh, poor Vita. And this is one of the questions we had. Do you expect much presence from Morpheus?
Someone
go back and fill me in. What are we talking about?
They have a VR headset called Morpheus.
Oh, okay. No.
It won't be in the press conferences. They'll just go, yeah, and this will support Morpheus, and that will support Morpheus. But because you can't demo that on stage.
I don't think anything's ready for it yet.
Yeah, there is also that.
That we just talked about Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy. Being ready doesn't mean anything in this day and age.
It does. Games aren't ready when they release.
When you're trying to do a demo for New Heart, you can't put like a three. As he was saying, you can't show that. There's no CG trailer for wearables. That's not really a thing you can do.
No, don't say
everybody
you can.
Leaves the Sony press conference.
They have
Morpheus.
Before. Obviously.
It's gonna be under the chair, Oprah style.
It just like, it loses its impact. It doesn't have as much impact if it's on a VR thing and you're showing. Yeah. That's all. You can showcase it. It just won't do anything.
It's like Oculus is all word of mouth. I've never put on an Oculus Rift, but it's supposed to be cool.
Yeah.
They are cool.
See, there you go.
See, word of mouth.
But who else do they have? There's rumors of we'll see several HD remasters. We already have The Last of Us.
I don't think those are rumors. That's just life now.
Obvious.
HD
remakes.
I feel two ways about them. Well, actually, I feel one way about them. I don't like them, personally speaking. I think they're easy attempts to fill in libraries when you don't have anything, and I think they've become... Like, it was one thing when it was like a collection of ancient games, like when they did the Sonic collection on the PS2 and the Xbox, and you know that was 10 years since the first Sonic game came out. That makes sense. Now we're doing remasters of games that came out last year.
Like Gears of War remaster.
Yeah, that's a little bit different. I was also going to mention that Capcom released a trailer for Ace Attorney Trilogies, which they're toting as having HD graphics. Can we just talk about that for a second? Capcom, can we have a little sit-down about what HD graphics are?
Well, I think here the problem is, Dan, is not the resolution. It's the fact that they decided to make ugly art for the iPad versions of the
But
and they're like, you know what? Everybody hates how this art looks, so this just released the same fucking thing on the 3DS. And do you know what? I'm going to buy it anyway because it has been shot. That's the worst part, is I'm going to buy it anyway.
So what do we call those remakes now, by the way? We can't call them HD remakes, because everything last time was HD.
I mean, they just called them remasters. I mean,
HD remakes.
It's what, The Last of Us Remastered, I think it was Tomb Raider Definitive Edition.
Just call it a D remake. definition.
A demage.
Some of them will probably hide under the guise of Game of the Year editions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can call them whatever you want. Just don't call them the same thing as the original.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say Wind Waker HD, but I guess technically Wind Waker
wasn't. I mean, that is actually HD. It's on an HD console, and the original was not.
Ooh, I have a good prediction. I think we're going to get a Borderlands remastered or, like, Game of the Year edition. Borderlands 2 on consoles, again.
No, why would they do that? They already said that the pre-sequel's only coming to last gen because that's where their user base is.
And it's because it's the
exactly.
Same too.
If they were going to do a Borderlands...
That's true. I forgot about the pre-sequel. Yeah. Go on.
They just released Borderlands 2 on Vita, like, last month. Maybe they'll show that off, right? Right, guys? Right?
No, because they showed it off and it turned out to be 20 FPS and nobody wanted that, so...
Yeah. I think 20 was generous from what I heard, but yeah.
Okay, we're not going to beat up on the Vita the entire day.
Oh,
why not?
I own one and I love
it. Sony does. Sony does.
Yeah.
I was about to say, Sony doesn't beat up on it. Sony just... It's the redheaded stepchild. Sony doesn't
acknowledge it. No, they're ashamed by it, basically. They actually did a good console. Like, I hated the PSP, and I love the Vita, and they still hate it.
Why can't you be like your big brother, the PS2? Huh?
I'm just throwing plates at the wall.
Maybe that's it. They're just ashamed by everything that's not the PS2.
I hope that's their video this year. Kaz or I throwing plates at the wall, yelling at the Vita in the corner.
Let's see, what else? Like I said, I think we'll see a couple of 8th-gen remasters. Beyond, I think, is a good candidate. I think The Puppeteer would be a good candidate. God of War Ascension. Anything that came out for Sony in 2013 on the PS3.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Any Vita game also has a chance of being a PS3 game.
Yeah, what if Grand Theft Auto 5 got announced for the Vita instead of the PC? Oh, man.
I think we'll see GTA 5 at Sony's press conference for the PS4.
But what about all those, like, they did a lot of handheld Grand Theft Auto games for PSP, right?
And they didn't sell well, which is why they didn't make any more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they sold well. I didn't know.
I think they sold well at the beginning, and then they just kind of rammed it into the ground with a bunch of them. It also helps that because a lot of them were ported to the PS3 and, I think, 360 later on.
Chinatown Wars was DS exclusive originally, too.
Yeah, and then it came out for the PSP, and then they put it on the bloody iPhone.
And we won't get into that, because I find that suspect. Like, it doesn't sell on the DS, and Nintendo gets no more GTA games. It doesn't sell on the PSP. It's like, whatever. We'll still get... Whatever, but...
Whatever, we'll try again.
Yeah.
I imagine we'll see Deep Down from Capcom at Sony's press conference, because that is still out this year, right? Or is that next year?
That is.
It's Capcom's... It was a really impressive-looking game until everybody figured out it was a free-to-play game. and
for some reason, that makes it less impressive, though.
Yeah, but, I like that. That's funny.
But to be fair...
Oh, I think trailer that's the not-trailer, that's the... Okay.
Free-to-play is kind of iffy in general, but when you have the king of nickel and diamond people in Capcom...
Oh, that's true.
I become really suspect of that.
I don't deny that, but it's just the fact... The association of... Oh, this game looks good. Oh, wait, it's free to play? Oh, it must be bad.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that this game is not CG. After seeing everything we've seen on the consoles this year and going back and watching this trailer, I don't believe that any of that's an engine.
I guess it depends, because I thought they showed off gameplay of it, but I could be mistaken.
And then they called it gameplay.
Oh, probably.
They claim it's gameplay.
Or maybe it was target renders and it'll get it done.
Yeah. Probably target renders. Right.
Yeah, what else will we see from Sony? I imagine they'll tease a new God of War game.
Cool.
We'll already have Uncharted. I imagine we'll probably hear the first thing about Gran Turismo 7.
We're up to 7? Weren't we at 4 like last year?
That would defeat the purpose of 5 and 6.
What are numbers?
It took them 2 decades to make 5, that's why.
Well, To be fair, it's not even the seventh one, because they've had what, prologues and a bunch of stuff.
Oh yeah, just like Assassin's Creed, am I right, guys?
Yes, Assassin's Creed, which isn't even is it Assassin's Creed 5 Unity?
No, it's just Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah, after 3 they stopped.
They did 4.
Well, yeah, but they became ashamed of it. They're like, Assassin's Creed 3, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, even though everyone's going to call it Black Flag, Assassin's Creed Unity. Shh, if we get rid of the number, nobody will notice.
Again.
Yeah, I was about to say, they've gotten rid of the number before, but yeah.
But they usually tied that into the game because that was the Ezio trilogy, and they...
Yeah, no, that was understandable. It was all the ones that had subtitles instead of numbers were Ezio games, and that made sense. Yeah. And yet somehow it confused people.
Yeah, Black Flag should not have had a 4 on it. It was set at the same time as Assassin's Creed 3,
That's what confuses me, because it ties into Assassin's Creed 3.
But they were like, numbered Assassin's Creed sell better.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's exactly the reason.
They also had Assassin's Creed Liberty, which is, it's a whole thing. Let's be honest, we aren't even close to the fifth game in the franchise anymore.
It would be funny if they called it like Assassin's Creed 7 and just
Three Altair games, right? They had a DS1 and a PSP1, and then Assassin's Creed 1, so that's 3 right there. They had 3 for Ezio. They had Black Flag.
I'll give them a pass on not
Liberation and 3. Are we up to Assassin's Creed 9 now? Is that really a thing?
Hang on, I will tell you how many Assassin's Creed games there are. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 Assassin's Creed
games.
You're
just naming numbers.
Were you counting Watch Dogs and Far Cry? Ooh!
That's not counting Watch Dogs, but...
I think it's counting mobile games. Because they, they have mobile tie-in apps and stuff like that as well. It's a brand that gets around, let's be honest.
It gets around.
I'm trying to think what
else.
It
gets around more than Ezio gets around.
The big one is Project Beast, which I assume isn't as big this week because Martin's not on this show, and I don't know how any of you are about Dark Souls or Demon's.
Can you hear us typing in Project Beast into Google to see what that is? Two or three of us are doing that.
Oh, that would be moving my control stick, actually, but yeah, no, totally.
No, Project Beast is apparently a spiritual successor to Demon's Souls.
Yeah, I remember this now. I haven't seen it, I just heard it, but apparently there's not much to see, so...
Yeah, I mean, technically speaking, it's not revealed yet, which is why but there is a trilogy out there, so it looks like a really impressive game.
I've never been a Dark Souls fan to begin with.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things that are internet famous, where a lot of people online really love it, but I don't necessarily think that carries over to the mainstream. I don't think if you ask a lot of people what that is, they'd probably say it's a book series.
An engine concept, because it sounds like it. Project.
Well, I meant like Dark. If you said like Dark Souls to somebody,
gotcha.
I imagine it sounds like a book series or something, like a bad vampire movie.
one of those tween movies.
It sounds
like it's next summer's Twilight.
It actually does sound like a bad tween movie. Dark Souls, it sounds like like a goth emo kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Twilight for black people.
Hey. Oh, you're all going to hell.
Good. I like it in hell.
I think that will be one of their big games. I think that's going to be something. I think Sony is really good at getting the enthusiastic audience behind them. And that is what E3 is all about. And that's a really big show for them because they know exactly what people want. They want games. And they have a tendency of showing you all these amazing games and then over time throwing out the bad information. Like the fact of the matter is, I said this before at Microsoft, where they announced 16 games. Sony announced 30 games by their studios, 20 of them in the first year, and of those, maybe half of them are PS3 upports. So, stuff like that. The Last of Us Remastered, if worse comes to it, Beyond and God of War Ascension, Dead Nation.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. I didn't know when you were done, though.
Go on.
I was going to mention, when you talked about Project Beast, it for some reason reminded me of Evolve, which I can see Sony having, because it's kind of like an indie-ish studio, somewhat. Like, it's previous Left 4 Dead 2 devs, but like they made their own studio, kind of like Titanfall, I guess, and Respawn. So yeah, I can see Sony picking them up at their conference or something like that.
I feel like nobody's going to have that at the press conference, because we've seen so much of the game already.
They had a playable at PAX, so I mean...
Yeah, they've had a playable demo, and they've come out even more recently than that with, like, his new cast characters, and they've had, like, a 10-minute walkthrough. It's like, yeah, if you were at somebody's press conference, I don't know if you would have shown that much gameplay.
Maybe, but I just feel like it's one of those games that's, like, somewhat... Like, it's a new IP, and it's a new concept, and it's similar to Titanfall in the sense that it, like, takes shooters a little bit, like, a step further. Like, I can see them kind of wanting to be like, oh, Titanfall did well. Evolve's probably going to do well, especially with these devs. Like, let's really sell this and, like, kind of make this our thing.
Yeah, I can see that. I do think that they're trying that with Destiny. I don't know if they'll double down on it, though, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll have a ton of third-party games out there. I imagine The Witcher 3 will be at Microsoft, but they could have Batman, I think, would do a new trailer for that. Or, I mean, I think they said there would be a new trailer when they delayed it, so I should see Batman at their press conference. Assassin's Creed is usually at their press conference. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more of Ubisoft games, like Far Cry 4.
Well, Ubisoft also has their own conference, though.
Well, yeah, I imagine, because it's really weird, because what Ubisoft does, and this gets on my nerves now, it's like they'll have a press conference, and they're like, oh, if you want to see the full trailer, check out Sony's press conference later tonight. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they like to double dip on their press conferences.
It's a little weird to me in the first place that Ubisoft even has their own press conference. Like, I can sort of see it for EA because they're big enough, but Ubisoft never struck me as, like, big enough or worthwhile enough or with
well,
the big enough.
I mean, they are the top three publishers. It's weird, though, because we've gotten to the point where, I mean, in the olden days, to sound ancient, a lot of third parties used to have their own press conference. I mean, Konami used to have one, EA, Ubisoft.
Activision used to have one.
Activision,
I can see, though, because they're basically on par with EA.
No, yeah, they're not. They have two games. They release Skylanders and Call of Duty every year.
Yeah, two games which sell more than, like, EA's entire work.
Yeah, but you can't have a whole press conference dedicated to two games. Yeah.
No, I know that, but I mean, like, as far as size-wise goes of the company, they're big enough to warrant...
But I think they're big enough now. I don't think they were necessarily as big back then.
I don't know. I mean, I always saw them as pretty big. They had Tony Hawk and, what's it called? Shooter game number 15?
What
Call
game?
Of Duty.
Yeah, Call of
Duty. But they didn't really have those at the same time. I mean, Tony Hawk was kind of near the end of the PlayStation. It was the start of the Dreamcast era. It kind of rolled through the PS2 era. And then Call of Duty became a big thing with the start of the last generation of consoles. I mean, and in between that, they kind of had Guitar Hero, which grew up as well.
Yeah.
So they've always been good at having a next big thing. Like, even with Call of Duty on the decline, they have Skylanders that's coming in and being a big thing. But they've never really been that company. Like, they're smart in the sense that they always find something new to latch onto while driving the old thing into the ground.
I guess. I don't know. I always saw Activision as, like, the precursor to EA. Like, EA is the big bad, but Activision, like, just does just as bad things. Like, they are basically the ones who perpetuated Call of Duty and who ran Tony Hawk into the ground and who did Skylanders, but I don't know. But EA is seen as the big bad for some reason.
Well, EA seen... we'll get into that a bit later on.
Yeah. I didn't want to make this about a different topic, but...
Yeah, what was I going to say? I guess we could move over to Nintendo real quick, who aren't having a traditional E3 press conference.
I mean, it's not the first time they're doing it, though, so...
No, it's not the first time. And I still don't get why it's a big thing to people, especially people online. Like, I can understand if you're in LA and you were going to the Nintendo press conference, but if you're at home watching a stream, it's a stream, it's a stream, no matter what it is.
Yeah, it's just that people find, like, a lot of the public still feels as though EA is, or E3, I mean, is like a thing that's relevant. It's not. Like, a lot of game devs that I've talked to, at least, are like, yeah, so E3 is not what it used to be. And it's not. It's changed a lot.
Well, I mean, it's not necessary that E3 has changed. It's what we expect. Because back in the, you know, again, saying the olden days, when you had, like, a month lead on magazines, it was good to kind of get all that information out there at once.
With the information age, though, I mean, it has changed. With the information age, you don't have to have these big conferences in the middle of the year. It's kind of obsolete. You can trickle out information. And Nintendo's kind of embraced that and seen that and been like, look, we don't need to hold all of our stuff for just this one conference in the middle of the summer. We can trickle it out every few months and pander directly to the fans, not the investment and stockholders. It's kind of becoming obsolete, and people are realizing that. And I felt like Sony was sort of starting to realize that last year when Spike stopped covering them and whatnot, and they're doing it again this year.
Well, I saw this discussion on Gaff, and I wanted to point it out because it goes to your point about E3 not being as big as people think it is. Because there was a discussion when Nintendo skipped out last year and this year with doing a big conference because it wouldn't be televised. And the fact of the matter is, E3 isn't a huge ratings getter. If it was, G4 would still be on TV. But looking at ratings, like, at best, Microsoft press conference, granted, it's in the middle of the day for us, so it is hard to judge, but Microsoft press conference does about just over 1 million people watch it on Spike TV. And I'm sure there's more people who watch it on Game Choice and whatever. But it's, and people, like, they're upset that Sony and Ubisoft aren't getting televised. And the fact of the matter is, that's prime time hours. Those are hours that advertisers pay huge chunks of money to. And even though Spike TV tends to only run repeats of Cops at that time, especially on Mondays, it still does better than Microsoft's press conference, so they have no reason to test it out with other companies. And,
well, not only that, that's the time that people are watching Game of Thrones now.
Well, no, it's because it's Monday night.
Well, I don't know, because I don't live in America, but prime time is the kind of time that you would watch something like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I was about to say, prime time, especially on Monday, granted in the summer it's a bit different, but prime time on Monday is very competitive, because it's, the big one is usually Monday Night Football, which isn't in the summer. Right now it's 24, which gets about 10 million people a week. You have pro wrestling, which gets about 5 million people a week. You have, you know, you have like The Voice, and you have Dancing with the Stars, and all these other shows. So it's stiff competition, and it's, you know, like, granted, we live in an era where most people have more than one TV in their house. But the fact of the matter is, it's stiff competition no matter what. And even me, who I absolutely love video games, and I like E3, Sony's press conference has always been a number two priority for me, because it comes on at times where I watch actual shows. So usually what happens is I have my actual show on TV, and I have Sony's press conference streaming on my computer separate, and I'll mute whichever one I need to mute at the time. which is why I was kind of iffy on doing the whole movie theater thing this year with them, which I think is a novel idea and kind of cool. I do think people are making it out to be something that it isn't, where people are like, this has to be an amazing press conference because they are streaming it at movie theaters. And I'm just like, I think this goes to the point we're making, where I do think E3's being expanded beyond E3, because they realize that it doesn't need to be confined to a show floor for 3 days. And I guess to tie that back into Nintendo, which we were talking about, they are expanding that for people in the States and Canada by having Smash Bros. Playable at Best Buys across the country.
Which also is not an entirely new thing, because they did that previously as well.
Yeah, and I personally speaking, as a fan, or more importantly, as a consumer, I prefer that to them doing a dog and pony show on stage.
Right, and I mean, that's what Nintendo speaks to, and that's what E3's... It says something about E3, when E3 is a show for investors, and a lot of fans don't realize that, even now, when it's more well-known than it was before. Like,
yeah.
It's not a show for you and me and all these people, it's a show for the people who are throwing money at them, basically. And Nintendo realizes that, and so they pulled out, and they're like, we don't need it, we don't care, we're gonna talk directly to the consumers.
Yeah,
and they do that by like applying their shows to the consumers by having them like streamable to everybody, just like they are the rest of the year on the same places, the same ways. They're not going to do anything entirely different, but they are going to, you know, like hold off some of the big stuff until this direct, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have a little bit bigger situation with their games playable in Best Buys and whatnot. Like, they're going to do a little bit more, but not a ton, and they're still going to make it about the consumers.
Yeah, and I think that's more important, especially, I mean, you know, granted, you know, part of it is a cost-cutting measurement, because it isn't cheap to rent out these stadiums. And it's not, I mean, I guess it's not even a cost-cutting, because they are still renting out the same theater, they're just using it for a different thing, which we'll get to in a second. But I do think bringing E3 home to people and allowing them to go to Best Buy, or in Microsoft's case, allowing them to go to the Microsoft store to play these games early, is a huge thing. And, you know, people say, why not bring it to every Best Buy, why not do it at home? The two main reasons is, if you do it at home, then you really are speaking to people who already own your system. And that doesn't help anybody, because they're already invested in your system. The other thing is, these demos tend to be unstable, which is why you usually have somebody man in the booth at E3 in case it crashes or whatever, so they can reset it. And it's the same thing at Best Buy, or any place they would have these demos.
So we addressed your last question yet? Because I thought that one was interesting.
What was the last question?
Last prediction, which was predict the song that will be used in the most trailers of the show.
We haven't done that yet. We'll get to that. Do you want to say that before you go?
Yeah, I have to go soon. I'm going to the beach. Yay.
Okay.
But I do like that question, so I want to hear everybody's answer to it.
Radioactive.
Radioactive?
I think that was what I was going with, too.
Maybe.
It's a good song. I mean, I feel like it's going to...
It'd be something dubstep-y. Turn Down for What?
What's that,
maybe?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I would love that. I don't think
Republic
it's going to be.
Republic song or whatever? Is that who's big now?
I don't know.
Who's is it that Kanye West guy or what?
Shelby, what's the most popular dubstep song right now?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Yeah. Alright, my girlfriend doesn't know either.
What even is dubstep?
I, don't think it's dubstep right now. I think.
Yeah. Is there a girl on this show?
There's a girl in the room.
You're on this show.
But I think dubstep was last year's theme. I think this year we'll see something different, and I think we'll probably go back to maybe a rap song. With
I don't think we go. It's another Eminem song for the Call of Duty game, obviously.
But yeah, I think Radioactive might be a good one.
Maybe.
Get Happy? Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, that's the one somebody else suggested.
I think that's two different songs there, isn't it? That's Get Lucky and Happy, both by Pharrell.
I don't think Get Lucky is going. I think she means Happy. But, you know.
Well, I was just saying they're both by Pharrell, or sung by Pharrell at least. So.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Oh. But, yeah, I do think that's going to be one. I think we might see the... I still don't think techno or dubstep is going to be it. I do think it's probably going to be rap.
What rap song then? I don't know what else.
That's the thing.
Like,
I don't
club
know.
Rap.
Kid Cudi, is that a rapper? Right. I'm just going to talk rappers now.
Okay, so basically, what we need to look at is a song that was popular about 6 months ago.
Yeah. But Kanye has actually CDs recently. Like Kanye is the go-to man for trailers, but he hasn't. He hasn't done anything recently, so
that's kind of where this joke came from. I think it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago when Power was using like 6 trillion at E3.
Yeah, and the only good one being Saints Row.
Yeah. So
and Saints Row was the first one to use it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was perfectly justified there, and they use it in the actual game for one of the coolest moments of Kanye West's use in any game. Possibly the only cool moment of Kanye West using the game.
That competed, really? I mean...
Yeah, I was about to say, it was a...
All of Me by John Legend. That's going to be in every single trailer.
Please stop.
Iggy Azalea is the popular one right now.
Oh, no, please.
But that might happen.
They're not going to be current. They're going to be 6 months ago.
That's great. Okay, what was popular six... They don't do historical Billboard charts, to my knowledge, for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're going to do Radioactive, because it was a thing before.
They probably will do Radioactive, then. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. That is the extent of it. So are you bowing out now?
Yeah. I'm going to head out.
Okay.
Well, have a good one.
Tell the beach I said hi.
I will. I'll bring back some sand, and you know, Nia and y'all don't need for you. I'd throw it at you.
Yeah,
I'll mail
sand.
Y'all some sand.
Yeah, thank you.
No, don't trust
either
me.
In a box or in a letter, whatever works.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So yeah, going back to Nintendo's digital event. Okay, we already know that we'll see. Okay, we know that we'll see Smash Brothers. We'll probably see Pokemon Oris.
Oh, we definitely will.
We'll see Hyrule Warriors. We'll see X, which probably hopefully gets a name by now.
It'll just be called X.
We'll see... what else will we see?
Actual Zelda Wii U, we will see.
I mean, that is the assumption. That is what Nintendo said.
I'm going to go under that assumption. I'm a big Nintendo fan, so I mean... I'm going to give them benefit of the doubt.
Everybody says Zelda. But I mean, I think they have said Zelda...
Yeah.
They were ready to show it last year, but they decided to hold off on it because they didn't want to pull a Square Enix.
Right. I mean, it kind of falls in line with, like you said, like with not being like Square Enix, it falls in line with the development cycle. If they show it now, they can show it again next year, and then it'll be out next whatever.
I assume that we'll get updates on Shin Megami Tensei X Fire Emblem.
We should do. I mean, it's been a while since they announced the thing.
Almost a year and a half. I think Yon Yoshi will be a title out this year. I think it'll probably be out in October. I think right now they don't have a platformer, which they usually have some type of platformer for the end of the year.
They've got the Mario Maker.
Which is rumored. And
it's not rumors. They're fucking photos of it, for God's sake.
Yes, but there's photos of everything around this time of the year. The only reason I'm inclined to believe it is because it makes no sense to make up. Like, if you are going to make up something like that, you do something like The Legend of Zelda, The Unbound King, or Grim Dark, whatever the hell the other subtitle was that's been posted around. Where Mario Maker is something that doesn't make any sense. It's not even a big concept game. which is why I'm kind of iffy on it. But this is the same company that made Wii Music and Animal Crossing the big games for their holiday season 1 year, so you never know.
Let's just not talk about just that.
You never know. I mean,
what was wrong with Wii Music? I thought it was a fantastic game.
Let's not talk about that. I mean, if it's true, I think it's an actual novel idea by them, because I think it's the perfect platform for NFC, where it's like you use assets that you've already reused a couple of times this year with NES Remix 1 and 2, and it's like if you buy these figures, you can import, like say you buy a Link figure, you can import Legend of Zelda tiles and Link into the game, and you can use him in various, you know, in your own Mario created stages.
That'd
and
be awesome.
Or you bring in Samus and stuff like that, and it's the same thing.
Let's say that we're going to get the NFC working on 3DS, and, you know, Mario Maker is a kind of thing that could work on both 3DS and the Wii U.
They actually might push the NFC then, because they've talked about how Smash Bros. Will probably have NFC also.
Yeah, which they also denied, but who knows. Yeah. I also think the other thing with a Mario Maker, if it's true, it's one of those games where I think it would kind of show the benefit of using the touchscreen, the gamepad, which they've been trying to sell people on, because...
Yeah, they can sell it on eShop for $10 as well.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the case. That's
well,
where...
$15.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's where I fall into problems with it, because I do think from what was seen of that one picture of that banner, it looks like it should be like a digital title. But no, Nintendo, this is going to be a $50 retail box title that people are going to complain about because it's just a map maker for a 30-year-old game.
Ouch.
Which, I mean, based on that picture, which would technically be true. Like, I don't necessarily see Nintendo selling this as just a Mario Maker. Like, I imagine they'd have a game wrapped around it.
Yeah, they'll have something more than that, for sure.
I think, if anything, it would be like it's like the sandbox mode in Disney Infinity. Like, you get actual stages and stuff like that. But you also get, Yeah, actually, I think, you know, that now that I think about it, it would be awesome if they tied this into, like, a virtual console. Like, you got the Zelda figure, and you can unlock, like, The Legend of Zelda on the Wii U virtual console, and then you can use that in the game, and then you can use it in Wind Waker HD, and you can use it in, you know, the Zelda Wii U and stuff like that, where you get a figure that does a bunch of different things for you. But, yeah, I'm curious if this is true. I hope it's not there like, aha, this is the title, because it looks interesting, but I'm afraid that isn't enough.
No, it's just going to be like, if they treat it like how they treat any stream remix, where it's just like an extra thing that uses this NFC functionality and the touchscreen that you can get for cheap.
See, but that's also the other thing. It's like, I think that they would need to make it retail, because as much as, like, you know, digital has become a thing for a lot of people, I still think it's a hurdle, a barrier of entry that a lot of people don't overcome. Because even with, like, Xbox Live and PSN, like, you know, like, even now, like, sales of those digital platforms are still about 10% on average. And
There is. I mean, Nintendo does pretty well with having retail releases alongside digital offerings. So,
yeah, I was thinking of Luigi's expansion.
Yeah.
They also announced Wii Sports Club is getting a retail release this year.
Yeah, exactly.
In July, after the final two sports come out in June for people who have already been playing it that way. I'm curious if they bundle the final two games, because it is OU $40 at retail, where it's going to be $50 if you buy every game separate on the eShop. And I guess technically speaking, that would be Nintendo's remastered for the year. We mentioned that they haven't sold the remasters like Sony and Microsoft are. So that would be one of them.
Yeah, they're not about that, though. They're about remakes. Look at Pokemon, for example.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, technically, I would... I don't know if this is a remastered or not. I guess it would be, but because you can... I mean, it adds, you know, it's online, it's added mini games and stuff like that. So it's new content, but it's basically still the same core game, different controllers and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's a nice idea. They're getting momentum for Mario Kart 8, and it's a cheap, easy cash in to kind of continue to momentum into the fall when they hopefully we'll see Hyrule Warriors in August or September, because it's out in August in Japan. Bayonetta 2 is out in the summer, or should be in the summer in Japan, so I hope that's out in September, October for us.
Eh.
Smash Brothers, I assume, is their big fall title.
Also their summer title. I'm assuming they'll give us a release date for the 3DS one at E3.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it should be that time, especially if it is out this year. And I also think they're going to detail what makes the Wii U version different, and it might be the NFC toys.
I mean, they've already kind of talked about what the differences between the two are.
Yeah, but the difference right now is that the 3DS is the better version because it has an additional mode, which is what I meant. They said that.
I got you now. I mean, it's in HD. It's got, like, different stages and stuff.
Yeah.
They're different enough in the two of them.
They're different enough, but, again, going back to what we were saying earlier, it's, you know, for some people, the 3DS move version might be good enough. Like,
Definitely will, because most people already have a 3DS if they want, like, because most people who are kind of, like, meh Nintendo fans just want, like, Pokemon or Zelda and Smash Bros., and that's it. So they already have a 3DS because they can get Zelda and Pokemon on it, and they're like, well, now I can get Smash Bros. On it. I don't need to get a Wii U.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be what they need. They need to convince people of buying a Wii U at some point this year. And, it shows that, as much as people say, good games do still matter to them. And as we saw with the sale uptake with Mario Kart 8, mm-hmm. It hasn't been tremendous across the board, but it's been something.
It's been significant enough, and I mean, it's not like they need the sales that much since the 3DS is still selling like hotcakes.
They need the sales. They need the sales.
But they don't, because they can like ride off the 3DS, essentially, is what I mean.
Well, I mean, if they were making money, I would agree with that, but right now they aren't making a ton of money. We already kind of mentioned Zelda. What can you see? I mean, I think the biggest problem with them right now is that they have no third-party support, so it's really hard to say, Ubisoft will show up with such and such a thing, or
I'm going to predict that none of them will show up with anything, since a lot of them have been saying, like, no, we're not going to embrace Nintendo, despite the Wii U came out.
Pretty much everyone has dropped the Wii U already.
Yeah, I think we'll see some, I mean, we kind of had it with, granted, it was an extremely tiny, niche RPG, but I think, like, Natsumi is doing a localization of one of their JRPGs or something like that. But yeah, I don't imagine many big, especially major titles. Like, if anything, it'd be like a C-class developer that we probably hadn't heard of in a while who might do something like that. But even then, it's like, it's so bad that Ubisoft is skipping Tetris on the system.
Whoa.
I mean, what's going to happen, the only third-party people who would develop for Nintendo are going to be Japanese companies already, like Capcom would probably be the biggest one. Square Enix, maybe.
Not Square Enix.
But Square Enix won't make the Final Fantasy 15 or Kingdom Hearts 3 for Wii U. Or big companies, especially in this case for Western companies, if they even show up at all, they'll show off like an old game, like basically what EA did with Mass Effect, where they're like, yeah, we're just going to release Mass Effect 3 on Wii U.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the only third-party support we're going to get is going to be Japanese companies or old, old games that have already been a thing for a while for some reason, because they want to waste their resources on that but not on full titles that would sell.
Well, I mean, I mean, this kind of goes to the point. I guess we can talk about third parties unless you folks have anything else to mention about Nintendo.
Nintendo's conference is going to be the best.
I think Ubisoft will be the best, but I think this goes to the point where a lot of Western developers are kind of leading the charge with next-gen development or current-gen development, but even then, they're still on shaky grounds. Like, you have, like, oh yeah, we have an exclusive Assassin's Creed, but we'll still make Watch Dogs cross-gen. And you have, Call of Duty, it's next-gen first, but we'll still have a last-gen version just in case. I imagine EA will do the same thing with Madden and FIFA and all that other stuff as well. And Japanese developers are in an even weirder position, because right now none of the consoles are selling that great. The PS4 is selling worse than the Wii U at the same time period right now. And if you're a third-party developer, like, you don't really have any plans for the PS4 right now in Japan. But do you have plans for next year? Do you assume that they turn it around? especially if the big titles that you hope that turn it around are Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy 15, which won't be at this show.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're a third-party developer, it's probably, in Japan, it probably makes more sense to continue supporting the 3DS and the Vita and maybe the PS3, especially being that you can port between those three kind of, you know, the Vita and the PS3 more easily than the 3DS, but you can still do that. Or what a lot of people are doing is just going to mobile game, because that's where Japanese gaming is moving towards.
Yep.
So yeah, that's going to be a problem. I mean, we've had this discussion before, and I think we'll see that E3. We'll see a lot of games, but I think we'll see a lot of... we'll see a lot of games that seems like a lot until you kind of put it down on paper and realize like how thin it is overall. Like, you know, we've kind of joked about this end of the fall this year. And even with the delays, I mean, right now we've only had maybe 3 or 4 delays into next year. Well, I guess... we've had, The Witcher, we've had Batman, we've had The Order, we've had...
Quantum Break.
Quantum Break's still a thing.
So, right now, I think we've had 4 into next year. But it just shows that with those 4, that there's a very thin lineup outside of that, because, I mean, a lot of the majority of this fall's lineup right now is your usual suspects. Your Call of Duty, your Assassin's Creed, Madden, FIFA... you know, NBA 2K15, WWE game. And then you get stuff like Evolve and Destiny and Alien Isolation and you get these interesting games, but what happens if you aren't interested in those games is like because there's a lack of variety and there's a lack of just a number of games. Like, you know, sometimes you can have too many games, and I agree with that. But what happens when you have too many games is it gives people options. Like, if I went into the fall and there were, like, 15 platformers, and, you know, I didn't have to worry about, you know, like, how many first-person shooters are coming out or anything like that, or, you know, if there's a JRPG, if you're into that. I don't think there's a JRPG scheduled for the end of this year on any system. Well, as far as current-gen systems, I guess X might make it this year, maybe?
I would doubt that.
But aside from that, I don't think there's a RPG Western or Japanese for the end of this year. So if you're into that, if you're into strategy games, there aren't a ton of options for you there. If you're into racing, you get Drive Club, you get Forza Horizon 2.
But if you're into strategy games, next year will probably be pretty good because you've got Civ for a Western strategy game, and then you've also got potentially a Fire Emblem and Shin Megami Tensei.
Again, but next year, and I think that's, you know, that's going to be the problem. It's like a lot of this stuff, at the end of the day, it's going to, like, you know, we know that the crew's, not the crew, Division's next year. We haven't really seen much of the crew since it was announced.
Is it like a sailing game? What is that?
It's a
racing game, and it's like kind of an online-only thing where you drive across America. That's the gimmick, anyway.
Sounds like a sailing game. Assassin's Creed Black Flag Part 2? The crew?
Well, yes, and the Division, let's say, Ubisoft is kind of getting lazy with their name in the conventions, we'll be honest.
It's better than some other companies that are like, this game title number 4, this game title number this, or just this game title, like Tomb Raider, Thief.
Well, I actually think the laziest was Sony a few years ago when they had stuff called, like, The Fight, The Shoot, Mag. That was just, like, it's a fighting game, this is a shooting game.
That's very true, actually, I forgot about Mag.
Ubisoft still does that because they have Trackmania, which is a racing game, and then there's Shootmania, which is, you guessed it, a fucking shooting game, and then there's an RPG one coming. I forget what it's called now.
Rollmania, Statmania, Level Up Mania, Grindmania. So many ways you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, naming conventions can be kind of easy. I mean,
Questmania is what it's called. Questmania.
I thought you said Questmania. I thought today is better than Questmania because just taking a genre and adding mania to it sounds cool the first time. When you do it for everything, it's just really cheap. His platform mania, run and jump mania,
run and jump mania,
strategy mania. I don't know, it's just really weird.
Metroidvania Mania!
Which would be indie games at this point. I think we'll see everybody kind of double down on indie games, because I do think indie games are going to become the new... I don't want it... I was going to say more of the third games, and I don't mean that in a derogatory term. sense. I mean that in the sense that right now the gaming industry is divided into two periods. You come out in February, March, or you come out in October, November, and then pretty much the rest of the year just has a sprinkle of releases. They could get one or two games in May, maybe something in June. But I think indie games are going to start being like, you'll see more indie games come out in like January, December, April, July.
I'd be okay with that. I've never understood why the game industry just completely neglects the summer. Like, if your main audience is going to be like kids and people who are out of school and stuff, like, why?
I think 4 months off and I have nothing to play.
I think the big thing with that is, this is kind of funny, it's the opposite of most other industries. I mean, there's a reason we call them the summer blockbuster season. It's because, you know, people have more time to go to the movies.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite of that with gaming, because the assumption is that everybody's busy doing everything else but staying inside. You go to the movies because it's air conditioned when it's hot. You go to the beach. You go on family vacations. You go out with your friends. You go to theme parks. You go to amusement parks, which are basically the same thing. you go out to eat. You know, you hang out. You go to the park. You go for a walk. You do anything to stay from inside, unless you have a really nice AC'd room. Or your face, but...
Yeah, apparently what I'm understanding is the self-awareness is, like, intense. They're like, oh, it's hot inside? Well, you want to go outside and do cool things, not play games.
which makes perfect sense, though. Would you rather spend 6 hours inside on a summer day?
That's what I already do.
I can control the temperature inside. I can't do that with outside. I'm not that omnipotent.
Yeah, the idea is, like, you know, like, technically speaking, I won't be here next week because I'm going to visit friends, because it's the summer, we have time off, we want to hang out, we want to get together, stuff like that, and I think that's the thinking, it's like, there's just, and I think what's going to happen, and it's weird because we've seen sales success like this before. I actually had an article about this a few years ago. There are games that come out in June, July, August that actually do really well.
Metro games always come out in August, pretty much.
Yeah, after they didn't succeed in November with Metroid Prime. Yeah. But Metal Gear Solid 4 came out in June. Wii Sports Resorts came out in July. That sold 20 million. StarCraft 2 came out in July. That sold millions and millions of copies. Batman Arkham Asylum launched in August. And we're on the fourth game in that franchise.
Yeah. I just want to mention about StarCraft. StarCraft could have sold on, like, 4th of July, when the entire American market can't actually physically buy it, and it would have sold.
And they could have sold them only on floppy disks, and it would have still sold that many.
And it would have still sold that many.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, at this point, we have so many brands that are like that. Like, so many brands, like, you don't need to release Mario in November. Mario will sell any time of the year. Mario Kart 8 came out in the last day of May, and it sold a million copies over the weekend.
Yep.
I mean, like, yeah, it might have done better in November, but it's still a huge thing. But for some reason, May is a time, because it's Rockstar's month. Max Payne. We've had Red Dead Redemption. We've had L.A. Noir.
I never noticed it until you put them like this, but yeah.
Yeah. GTA 4 came out in April, I want to say.
Five was supposed to come out in April or something like that, and then they delayed it.
Yeah. Mario Kart Wii came out in April or May. Smash Brothers actually came out in March.
Yep.
Mario Galaxy came out in May. Injustice came out in April. Mortal Kombat came out in April, and those games all sold millions and millions of copies.
Oh, BioShock Infinite came out in, like, March, didn't it? April?
Yeah,
March?
Yeah, it came out in March, but yeah, we get these games that sell well, but it's like, no matter what, people use it as an exception to the rule and not the rule. Like, there's an audience willing to buy games this time of the year.
Seriously, let's spread this podcast, get it out there. Game developers, release your games over the summer, or I'll just not buy them.
Watch Dogs, 4 million copies.
Watch Dogs, granted, originally it was set for November.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of the games on that list were also delayed. Smash Bros. Was delayed, I guess we talked about GTA was delayed out of that window, you know, stuff like that.
But GTA 4 was in that window, and yeah, even if that's the case, it's still something to say, like, okay, you don't need to release it in holiday seasons.
Seriously.
Especially if it's going to be rushed to meet the deadlines, I mean...
That too. I mean, there are certain games I feel like that should go into that thing, like the biggest sellers pretty much are going to be there, because you want the biggest sellers to all be Christmas buys and stuff. Like, Call of Duty is always going to be that. But I mean, Call of Duty will sell regardless, yeah, sure, but they should probably keep it in November.
But see, that's the thing. Call of Duty sells well throughout the year. It's Call of Duty, if you look at MPDs, is still on the list. Call of Duty still ends up on European list. It's just, you know, like, there are games that have those things. And really, it's to your benefit. A great example of that, using movies as an example. Horror movies come out 2 times a year. Horror movies either come out in October or they come out in April. Why do they come out in April? Because you can sell the DVDs and Blu-rays in time for Halloween in October.
Wow, I thought it was because of, like, pregnancies and, like, babies that are made over horror movies in October.
No, because the idea was traditionally you had about six, you know, the turnaround was 6 months. It's much shorter now. It's about 3 months, 3 and 4 months now. Mm-hmm. But what would happen is...
Unless you're a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but what happened with that would mean is you do it in April. I mean, Scream came out in April. A lot of horror movies come out in April.
Oculus came out last month.
Yeah, and then you do that. People, you hear word of mouth, and it's like, I want to watch a new horror film this year. What was good? Oh, yeah, people were really talking about this Oculus film. I can check it out on Blu-ray. I can check it out on DVD. I can rent it or whatever. And because horror films aren't something, like, people watch them, but it's not something you watch all throughout the year.
It's true.
And it's the same thing with games. You can say, okay, we're going to... Like, I assume Nintendo's going to market Mario Kart come November as well to people who don't have the system. And it's like, oh, you want to buy a Wii U, you can get Smash Brothers. But we also have this terrific Mario Kart game and this 3D World game you can check out as well. A great example of that is Rockstar with Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto, I don't know so much with 5, but I remember with San Andreas, Vice City, and 4, that thing was marketed throughout the year. It got so bad, I got annoyed with the commercial for Vice City, where it's like the sunset, and he's like driving in the car, and it's like, welcome to the jungle.
I think I remember that, actually.
And that thing ran for like 2 years. Like, every commercial break, I would just, like, this game's already out. I think they announced the sequel, but you still show commercials for it. I mean, granted, they have the money to do that, but the fact of the matter is, you don't need to consult, because, and this is something, this is an attitude I think the gaming industry as a whole, and we're guilty of this as well. It's like, what's next? Like, Watch Dogs came out last week, and it's like, what's the next game? What's the next big thing? Nobody concerns themselves with what just came out. You want to move on to what's next. And I think it's, you know, and this happens, like, it happens with movies, like, nobody's talking about Captain America. Well, people are talking about Captain America, too.
I am, because I'm complaining that I can't see it.
People aren't talking as much about Amazing Spider-Man 2, or people aren't talking about Godzilla anymore, because those are old movies.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about Edge of Tomorrow. We're talking about 22 Jump Street.
No, it's those definitely crazy. I agree with that. It's like the future, or, like, the present day, I guess, problem is, like, everything is super cool until the day it comes out, and then it's old.
And that's what annoys me when people are like, oh, you never hear anybody talk about Titanfall anymore. It's like, because that happens with every game, you know? GTA 5 is a fucking good game, but nobody spoke about it after a week after it came out.
I know, and it's like, if you're saying that about Titanfall, which just came out, what, 2 months ago, tops? Like, geez.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there are some ways. I mean, organically, you want word of mouth. I mean, a really good example of that recently would be Luigi's Death Stare. Which is something that was never intended, but, you know, like, I think we talked about this last week with the YouTube stuff. This is technically the free marketing that people on YouTube kind of say. This is the stuff that's organic, that's popped up from fans, a community that had spread and went viral. It's not something you can mimic. It's not something you can create. It's something that comes from fans loving this game and replaying this thing and having a fondness for the characters, because honestly speaking, if it was a new character, you wouldn't care.
Yeah,
but
no, definitely.
It's a character.
The fact that it's Luigi is the only reason it happened.
Yeah, and you get like this. Everybody has like this meta story for this concept now, with like Luigi's upset that he's being pinned for the terrible losses that Nintendo suffered during the year of Luigi.
Yeah, or just the fact that it's Year of Luigi every year or something like that, and he's just like perpetuating it. Like, but it's become so big that it got like local news attention in
which
some places.
Which is really weird.
Really weird. It actually, honestly, killed it for me. Personally, but, you know, whatever.
What killed it for me was when every other website started reporting on it. It's like, yeah, this isn't news.
Yeah. As soon as, like, the local news channel started airing it, I was like, all right, we're done here.
Yeah, that was that. But, yeah, I guess we kind of touched on most of these while we were talking about them, but just to kind of get the official word on it, we have a few wrap-up questions. We already mentioned the song one with Sam. We kind of mentioned the Morpheus and Vita for Sony question. For Microsoft, there was a rumor on GameSpot that said that Microsoft will reveal a major exclusive third-party title at E3. Any predictions as to what this could be?
Something I don't care about, so I don't know.
I'm sorry, no, like people say Platinum, but Platinum's not major.
Now that's pretty much my excuse as well. Like I like their games, but it's not a brand that people. It's not like oh man, like people again. It's kind of like the internet famous where people online will get excited for it, but it's not something that it's not. I don't think something a game site will call major.
Oh, definitely not.
I'm thinking. I mean, the possibilities were Mass Effect 4. Which seems to be confirmed that it will get free capacity.
I don't want it, but yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that Resident Evil 7 was another one that was batted around.
That's gross.
I will also say this much. Since Microsoft has been around for 13 years now, and they've been doing this exclusive stuff since it started at 360. I also want to probably say, with Microsoft, it might be timed exclusive, or it might be exclusive for the first year, or they might have an exclusivity window. So, I think it could be anything that will eventually come to the PS4. Like, it was announced this week that Dead Rising 3 is coming to the PC. Which isn't the same thing, but it's you don't necessarily need to buy Microsoft's exclusive at face value. So I could see I could see Mass Effect and then Mass Effect 5 or whatever, or the second trilogy. Like that will be the stuff when it comes to the PS4.
Which is what happened with Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Well, 1 and 2, I think.
Well, 1 was on 360 only, 360 and PC. And then 2 came out on all three consoles, like PC, PS3, and 360, and PS3 versions came with the first one.
Yeah, but it came out a year after, and it came out with a weird comic. But yeah, the same idea. So, it can be anything. Right now, I think Resident Evil and Mass Effect are probably the big ones I can think of. I don't know if any of the franchises that are in PS, Microsoft is looking to revive something.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't honestly think of anything that Microsoft would pick up. I guess Evolve would be my guess, since I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, but I feel like I feel like it's something, a brand that we know. It's something, it's a known quantity.
Definitely. Something that's going to be big and, like, has a big IP under their belt, basically, but I can't really think of what that is that Microsoft doesn't already have in some capacity.
Yeah. Like, maybe if they wanted to get really, they could probably pick up the Division from Ubisoft and release that exclusively for a while. My official prediction is Mass Effect.
That's fair.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that.
I'll go with that, Joe.
This is Dan's question, which I guess in hindsight is really vague. What Nintendo franchises will be showcased? I think we kind of touched on that with their presence with Zelda, Mario. I guess it was kind of what franchise outside of Mario, Zelda, and Metroid would be there.
Yeah, it was basically going to be like what Nintendo IPs that we don't already have every year. Like, what things outside of like Kirby, Mario, Zelda, Pokemon would we see? Because it's not like every year we see a Metroid, or like there's not out of the realm of possibility to see a Kid Icarus game nowadays, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I suspect that we won't see Kid Icarus as much as I would love a Kid Icarus HD, Uprising HD. I've tried playing the original two Kid Icarus, and I cannot get into those games. I could see that. I can see Metroid, but I would probably say the 3DS. If anything,
that would be awesome, because I think a lot of people would like that, especially after Other M. I mean, it's been a while since a Metroid thing has happened too, so who knows? They might be like well in development.
Yeah. I don't know by who. I think it might even be. I could see Next Level Games doing it, because I feel like they are going to be at the show. I just don't know in what capacity. And if you don't know, there are people who did Luigi's Mansion 2, Mario Strikers, and Punch Out.
They did Punch Out.
Yeah, I would love to see a Punch-Out sequel.
What? I didn't know that, but oh my god, Punch-Out is one of my favorite Wii games. Sleeper hit of the Wii system.
Okay, this question probably will take a bit to think about. With all the recent delays, how many games do you suspect, and when I say this, I mean big retail titles, how many games do you suspect will come out of E3 with an actual 2004 release date or window?
Nintendo's lineup. So Smash Bros, Ruby Sapphire remakes, Yarn Yoshi potentially. I would say that's it, honestly.
Of the game, we already have a decent amount. So I'm going to say at the end of E3, we're going to have retail titles, I think we're going to have 24 titles that have a 2004 release date or window at the end of the show.
Yeah, I mean, like, pending Sony releasing a bunch of, like, indie titles and stuff, like, what was recently announced yesterday was Don't Starve Giant Edition for Vita, which doesn't have a release date, so they're probably going to wait on that until E3, stuff like that. I could see indie games coming out sprinkled throughout the year.
Okay, Daniel, the Dan, British Dan.
I would just say mostly just the Nintendo stuff, because Nintendo's not, they're not about delaying things for years upon years.
Well, it's
really, not usually.
The only thing I can see them delaying would be Smash Bros. For Wii U, and I don't think they will, just because it's also a 3DS one, and they're doing them somewhat in tandem. And they seem to have a pretty good grasp on, like, how they're going to market this thing.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even talk about the tournament. We'll get to that in a second. It's actually one of the questions, I think. How many brand new IPs will be revealed at E3?
Two.
And just to be specific, because we had some discussion with this, it has to be brand new as in never before seen. And not
It's going to be low. It's going to be like two, yeah.
Two is actually...
It's going to be like the 2015 stuff.
Yeah, two is my actual guess.
I'd go to say five. Okay, this is... okay, we're just going to do this up or down. Not... Okay. Which of the following games will we see or get an update on at E3? Mirror's Edge 2?
No.
We are, because I think EA's already announced this is going to be at their press conference.
Really?
This was before they announced that, though.
Surprise to me.
Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Oh,
no! Definitely. That game doesn't exist. They're not making that game. I wish people would shut up about it.
But to be fair, they did announce it.
No, yeah, they announced it a decade ago, right? How many people... Ubisoft don't care about it, otherwise they wouldn't be holding it hostage. So why does anybody else?
So, yeah.
Which brings us to our next one.
Half-Life 3.
No, it's not going to be there. Announced at E3, they do it on their own terms. They didn't announce at E3. Blame the last game that Valve announced at E3 that wasn't just a port to a system.
If we did, too, was announced at E3.
Well, that was a shit game anyway, so who gives a fuck? I don't care.
But wasn't Portal 2 also announced at E3? Or am I...
No, it was announced on PlayStation at E3.
The PlayStation version.
Okay, but that brings us to our other question, Left 4 Dead 3, which was one of the other...
If Left 4 Dead 3 happens, I will fucking throw myself out that window, because Left 4 Dead is shite, and I hate it. And I want Valve to make good games and not shit ones. So how about that? And I'm not being... This is not me being my sort of jokey, angry self. This is me actually hating Left 4 Dead.
Are you channeling Total Biscuit right now?
Yeah.
I actually
it's because we both know the Queen. That's what it is.
I like Left 4 Dead, and I actually think this is one of the other titles I could see Microsoft announcing as an exclusive, because I think they had the first two kind of exclusive.
Only because Valve didn't want to port Source to PS3. If they had Source on PS3, they would have been on PS3.
It kind of counted. I mean, granted, I don't think Valve needs the money, but whatever. Metroid Dread.
Nope.
What is that?
Metroid Dread is just a lot of these are just kind of folks tell, like, games that were mentioned before.
So can I just make up a random name like Time Splitters 4?
Well, I mean, Metroid Dread was a title announced back in before Metroid Prime 3, and there was a reference of it in Metroid Prime 3. It was a project that they said was the thing, but it kind of technically
maybe
isn't.
Maybe it was Metroid Prime 3.
That's kind of the inclination. Is like it was a game, but like. It probably was one of these projects that's already released, like Other M or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, basically, these are games that were kind of mentioned or, you know, hinted at before. Not games we're making up. Not Time Splitters 4, sadly enough. The Devil's Third.
What is that, actually?
Well, yeah, I don't know what that is.
I think this is an Itagaki game. The guy who did DOA, it was announced, I don't know, 3-4 years ago by THQ.
So
it's not
going to
happen, because it's
THQ. No. Because it found a new publisher, and I think he said in March or April we'd hear about the future of the game soon. So I could see it happening. I think it's one of those games that nobody knows about, so nobody cares. But yeah. I could... Prey 2.
Good one.
That's not going to happen. I don't even want to know about Prey 2 after the latest leaks of that. Fucking... wasted potential, that game.
Fire Emblem X Shimagami, we kind of already mentioned that we expect to see that there.
I want to point out, actually, that Atlus doesn't have it on their list either, which is why I don't think it'll be a thing.
Well, I think, if anything, that'd be a Nintendo game.
It would, but Atlus doesn't have it at all, and I think that if Nintendo was going to have anything about it, Atlus would also kind of support it with...
I don't think so. If it's a Nintendo published, it wouldn't be Atlus to call to make.
Maybe. I don't know. I just feel...
It depends.
I feel like if it was going to be at E3, it would be Nintendo would show it off and in their Direct, and they'd be like, oh, cool, so we actually see some things in it. And then Atlus would have it on their show as well.
But I don't... Well, I don't know.
Not their show, but, like, on the show floor.
Yeah.
And they don't have it at all.
It might be a Nintendo's booth if it's their game.
Yeah.
They have a much bigger booth, several booths. Yon Yoshi, I kind of said I expected to be out this year, so I hope to see it. Art Academy...
Same thing.
Agent.
that's a joke one.
That's what I'm going to say to that.
Well, if that's your reaction to this one, I'm curious your reaction to the next one.
This one is actually a joke one.
Nothing?
Yeah, no. Last Guardian, no. Good one.
And Project Beast, which we kind of know is a real deal, but we still have to treat it as a rumor.
Yeah.
Will we see any new technology or hardware at E3 this year?
The Wii Vitality Sensor.
No. Actually, that does remind me. I do think we'll see the 3DS NFC portal, which technically counts as new technology, new hardware.
Technically, yeah.
I guess that's cheating, but technically that counts.
Yeah. I can't really think of anything else, although Nintendo's pretty good about just being like, yeah, you guys can't think of anything else, but here is what we have, this Vitality Sensor.
And finally, how many revivals, reboots, and remasters will we see?
Too many.
14.
I'm going to say 7 to be conservative.
Yeah, I'm going to say 5 to be even more conservative.
Fancy that. Okay, that's our question. So I'm kind of curious, what are your final thoughts, predictions for E3, your big one out there game?
I've just said it. I've said it before. It's going to be the Master Chief Collection on PC, and then I will be a happy person. I'll be very happy.
Okay. American-Canadian Dan?
I'm just already happy with Nintendo's lineup that they've already talked about, so my expectations are met already, so anything else extra that they have that they've not already talked about is going to be great.
Okay. And I guess for my big prediction, I'm hoping that we'll see a Justice League game of some capacity, because I love Batman, but Ego Batman, Batman Arkham Knight... You know, throw a bone to somebody else in the Justice League. Make an Arrow video game.
I would have liked to see them do what they did for Marvel in Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
I mean,
that's
what we're getting. It's just named Lego Batman.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I feel like DC's like too afraid to not sell it if it's not Batman.
Yeah, which I understand, because he is the most marketable comic book character of all time. Well, not of all time, currently.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to focus on him, where Marvel does, like, you know, you could call it Ego Spider-Man, but I don't think people associate Spider-Man with the rest of the Marvel Universe, because he's not an Avenger, he's not on the Fantastic Four. And yes, I know he was on both in the comic books, but in general, he's not seen as a member of any of those teams, where Batman's a member of the Justice League.
Yeah.
He hangs with Superman and Wonder Woman, so it makes sense.
The general consensus is that Spider-Man is separate from the rest of them, just like X-Men are separate from the rest of them, just like the Avengers are separate from the rest of them.
Because
the movies separate them that way.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping for a good show. I'm hoping for a ton of surprises. I'm hoping to be back, maybe. I don't think I'm here next weekend, so we might do it earlier. I'm curious about impressions, because I am going to Sony's movie theater thingy. So I really want to give impressions on how that comes off, especially depending on how their announcements go. So, for Sam, who stepped out, Canadian Dan and British Dan, this has been Dual Wielding episode 144, our pre-E3 prediction spectacular. We'll catch you next week with our post-E3 show.
Down on live.
Now we'll give it some time.
G4 live at E3.
Look at what's playing on TV. I can't believe it's for real.
I never thought I'd get in so easily. Watching all day in my beat up old chair. What will I see? Believe it or not, it's E3. Just snuck a peek at a new game. Saw a sick ass controller too. Getting me psyched for release dates to come. Making all of my wishes come true. Believe it or not, I'm watching E3. I never thought I'd get in so easily. Watching all day in my beautiful chair. TV, lust for Xbox 2.